88.5 WRUR-FM Rochester.
Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Welcome to Crap from the Past. And for the next 2 hours or so, you're going to hear stuff you haven't heard on the radio in a long, long, long time. Whole lot of disco, whole lot of old school, if you want to call it that. I don't know. And just a bunch of crap. It's going to be great. Just simply amazing. The big feature this week will be the extremely short-lived fad of medleys. That's right, medleys, like Stars on 45 and Hooked on Classics. It was all the rage in late 1981 and early 1982, and the whole fad lasted about a year, and then it was gone. I'll be playing some of the best and the worst of the medley phase from the early 80s. And if there's something you want to hear along the way, 275-9787. My friend Tracy is here. Say hi.
Hi, Rochester.
Yeah, she's here. She'll be reading my PSAs because she has a hot voice. Way, way hotter than mine. Once again, anything you want to hear, 275-9787. Let's start with a great tune from 1973. Here's Manu Nibango and Sol Makosa on Crap from the Past.
Mama ku, mama sa, ma ku, ma ku sa, mama ku, mama sa, ma ku, ma ku sa, mama ku, mama sa, ma ku, ma ku sa, mama ku, mama sa, ma ku, ma ku sa. Sumaye. Mosoma, mosoma. Amuna yeye, koma, sama kosa. Tanga tanga, umbusa tanga, ne sama kosa. Nika so.
Thank you.
Crap from the past on WRUR.
Fly Fox, 1986, and Let's Go All The Way. Hi, how you doing? I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. I got a little too much soul this week, and I can see already the direction this show's gonna be taking. Be playing some darn good stuff. Stuff with soul. You got soul? Call me up at 275-9787. Let me take you back to 1981. Rick James, Give It To Me Baby, on Crap From The Past.
When I came home last night, I'm
Dream you right into my life. Yeah.
Cliff Richard, 1980 in Dreamin'. Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. And I have the lovely and talented Tracy here with me this week. Say hi, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Yeah, it's been a while since Tracy's been on the air. She was actually doing news way back when I was here the first time, back in 1992, I think it was. So it's been a while for her, but we're going to bring her back and we're going to embarrass her on the air. And
that is why I came here tonight.
I don't know why she does that. Hey, you can hear the fan going on in the background. I'm sorry, we're going to have to turn off the fan. So it's going to get up to 130 degrees here in the studio. Why, you think we're air conditioned here at WRUR? I don't think so. I have somebody on the phone here. And let's see, you know, we've historically had problems with the telephones here where I'm really loud and you can barely hear the guy on the phone at all. But I think it's going the other way this time. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to deal with this guy on the phone. Hold on a second here.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
88.5 WRUR-FM Rochester.
Crap from the past.
What?
Yes, it is.
It's us in the toast bar again.
You toasty barn guys, how you doing?
You got some young lady holed up in the transmitter room with you, eh?
Yes, I do.
You're up in the tower, and that's why you're playing that other song, Give It To Me Baby, right?
My wife is listening. Nothing like that is happening.
All right. It's all on the up and up.
Yep.
You said you were kind of on a soul kick?
I got soul this week.
How about Adam ate pretty two shoes, because shoes have souls.
Turn, you crazy, wacky toaster.
We're having farm implement night out here. We're trying not to hurt ourselves.
Okay.
Thanks for having us. We're always on here. We love you, baby.
Nice.
You're like Thomas Bowie with the big goggles and the big rubber gloves. Turn on that giant switch up there.
I'm glad that's how you see me.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Thanks.
See you on the plane.
Okay, bye-bye.
Something inside.
Crap from the Past.
This is to say thanks to Boy George for being himself.
On WRUR.
Rainbow from 1984 and Street of Dreams coming up really soon. I think you're going to like it. Tracy's going to read some PSAs and we're going to get to make fun of Tracy on the air. Here's David Naughton. one of those little guilty pleasures from the summer of 1979. David Naughton, the guy who was in the movie Meatballs, if I'm not mistaken, and making it. And hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Over there is Tracy, who's going to read some PSAs now over the roar and din of the fan. Because it's over 100 degrees in the studio, I think. It's pretty darn hot, and we'll pass out if we don't have the fan on. Tracy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
And you thought this was going to be simple. Now try and read it over this. Silly music. PSAs, courtesy of Tracy.
Si usted conoce a alguien quien tenga problemas con el alcoholismo o el abuso de drogas. Just kidding, all. I haven't taken Spanish since I was about 15 years old.
La culebra duerme en el árbol.
Not gonna happen tonight. Okay. Fight heart disease with sardines. It's true. According to a recent report in the Journal of American Medicine, researchers at the University of Washington found that eating fish, such as bristling sardines, reduces the risk of heart disease. Credit goes to the omega-3 fatty acids that are abundant in sardines, salmon, and other cold water fish.
Wow, that's so exciting!
This heart disease-fighting nutrient can help reduce the 250,000 U.S. deaths each year from cardiac arrest.
That's great! Boy, I learned something here on Crap from the Past. You have more?
I have more, wow. Although it is quite difficult over this crap music.
What? You're calling the song Popcorn by Hot Butter a top 10 song from 1972? Distracting?
This is crap from the past.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Heroin, easy to start using. Tough to stay away from once you're hooked.
Yeah, that stuff's great. You got any?
If your life is revolving around heroin and you're doubting if there is really a way out of the addiction, call Narcacon at 1-800-539-3904. Narcanon knows how to beat the addiction without using substitute drugs. Call now and find out how at 1-800-539-3904. The first step to ending the addiction successfully is understanding addiction. Call now and start the process. 1-800-539-3904. Counselors are available to help you.
You know, I have a feeling that I may be addicted to caffeine. It's a very scary thing because I was walking down the hall and some guy stopped me in the hall at work and said, "Psst, come here, kid." And he took me aside and he says, "Psst, here, take this. It'll make you feel good." And he hands me like a 44-ounce big gulp of Mountain Dew. So I did. It didn't cost me anything. They say that the first one's free. And now I get really irritable unless I have my fix of Mountain Dew every day. Scary stuff. Thanks for listening to Crap from the Past.
Watch that. Watch this. This is the heavy, heavy monster sound. The nuttiest sound around. So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock-steady beat of madness. One step beyond.
Madness 1979, and it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber here on Crap from the Past. I'm here with my friend Tracy.
Erev Tov, Zehara, Mietmol, WRUR, Tempo, Imran, Vatracy.
She speaks Hebrew. If you'd like a date with some attractive girl who speaks Hebrew, 275-9787. I'll even let you speak to her, because that's the kind of guy I am.
Ooh, Yofi, אני מתרגשת מאוד.
Yeah, same to you, buddy. This is WRUR-FM, Rochester. John Oates, out of touch. Some would say that about me. I'm out of touch. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past. And so far, we have not generated too many calls at 275-9787 to win a date with Tracy. Come on, what's not to like? She speaks Hebrew.
Erev Tov. Hey, I didn't know that I was up here to get a date.
Yeah, that's why we bring you in here.
Oh, is this why you invited me?
Only the best for you, my dear. Hi, this is Crap from the Past, and I'm terribly excited because not only are we getting a date for Tracy, but coming up in about 15 minutes, I'll be talking about medley.
Hey, come on, take a ride. There's a party over there that ain't no job. It's live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. Just slide, slippity-slide. Just forget about the troubles in your 9-to-5. And just sail on,
that's what you do.
Just sail on. Now the dude's so funky, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Stank.
We wanna play it.
WRUR.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the hi-hat. Go on. That's good. Now the tambourine. Right now.
Nina Cherry, 1989. That's a great song. I'd forgotten how great that song really is. It's Nina Cherry's birthday coming up on August 10th. She turns 32. Happy birthday, Nina. Buffalo stands from 1989 from her first album. She released a second album about 4 years later, and I guess that'd be about 92, 93, something like that, called Homebrew, and it was actually very good. And not much heard from Nina since. good stuff. I should point out in the next couple of weeks, I'll be doing a tribute to early rap and early hip hop, which we're going to call Rap from the Past. Tracy is still here. Tracy has received no offers of a date from our callers at 275-9787. And folks, if you call and I put you on hold, don't hang up. There's a reason I'm putting you on hold, and it's not so you can hang up. Jeez. Coming up in about 5 minutes, my tribute to medleys, the extremely short-lived fad from 1981. But until then, I'm going to get a little funky. I'm going to get a little soul, and I'm going to talk like Barry White from 1975.
We got it together, didn't we? Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
Could have made two. You're all I'm living for. Your love I'll keep forevermore. You're the first, you're the last, my everything. Morning dew on a brand new day. I see so many ways that I can love you till the day I die. You're my reality, yet I'm lost in a dream. You're the first, everything.
How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Do you want a date with Tracy?
Actually, I'd like to request a song.
Okay.
Oh, geez, I might as well just pack it up and go home right now.
You are out of here, Tracy. What would you like to hear, Craig?
How about a little Men Without Hats, Safety Dance?
Be happy to. You sure you don't want a date with Tracy?
Yeah, I don't think my girlfriend would appreciate it, but hey, if things don't work out.
No, I'm kidding. Jeez. I'm just kidding.
Tracy, you are out the door. Craig, thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes.
Men Without Hats 1983 and the Safety Dance. Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this is 88.5 WRUR FM. Chester. The name of the show is Crap from the Past, and it features stuff you haven't heard on the radio in a long, long, long time. Quite possibly ever. This week we're taking a look at medleys. If you were listening to my idol, Casey Kasem, on June 20th, 1981, you were fully expecting the number one song to be Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes, because it had been number one for something like 4 or 5 weeks. And as it would turn out, this week it was not to be, and Kim Carnes would get angry and bump this other song back down to number two and take over the number one spot again for another couple of weeks. Well, the song that irritated Kim Carnes turned out to be a song by a no-name group. I think they were from someplace like Holland. and they went under the name Stars on 45. And who knew it? It would start one of the shortest trends ever to take over popular music. I'll be telling you a lot more about it after I play it. Here's, there it is. Stars on 45. This atrocity hit number one back in 1981.
Sugar. You got me wanting you, honey. Sugar, sugar, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you.
On 45 from 1981. It was the first, pretty much, first group of imitators, at least. They imitated the Beatles, and they strung a whole bunch of Beatles songs together over that annoying thud clap beat that was so popular at the end of the 70s and created Stars on 45, a song that took over with the number one position in June 1981 and started one of the shortest trends in musical history, I think. But before I get to that, Tracy has to say goodbye.
I'd like to thank Mike for his very generous offer. With that, I will say goodbye. You have all missed your opportunity.
Sorry, guys. Don't get a date with Tracy because, where was I? Oh, yes. I was talking about medleys. That was a bunch of Beatles imitators that called themselves Stars on 45. And after that, they released Medley 2, which was more Beatles crap. And that didn't do very well. And if anybody out there bought the album Stars on Long Play, Side one was about a 20-minute medley just like that. It was awful. Just horrible. And it inspired people to splice together other songs, like some guys at Capitol Records thought it would be really funny if they spliced together a bunch of Beach Boys tunes and made the Beach Boys medley. And here it is, from released in July 1981. This is pretty much the second, maybe the third, of these horrible, horrible medley songs to invade the chart. Enjoy the Beach Boys medley on Crap from the Past. That's the wrong button. The Beach Boys medley on Crap from the Past. That's better.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm backing up. She's my excitation.
Good vibration.
Good vibration.
She's my
excitation.
Good vibration.
Good vibration.
Been beat, and we never miss yet with the girls we meet.
On the strip where the road is wide, two cool shorts standing side by side. Yeah, my fuel injected Stingray and a 413 revving up their engines and it sounds real mean.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you up.
Bushy blonde hair, serving USA.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy took the Tibbet away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now her daddy took the Tibbet away.
Fun, fun. Now her daddy took the Tibbet away.
Fun, fun. Now her daddy took the Tibbet away.
Fun, fun. Now her daddy took the Tibbet away.
Fun, fun. Now her daddy took the Tibbet away.
Fun, fun. Now her daddy took the Tibbet away.
It's the Beach Boys medley from 1981. Just one of many medley songs that we're doing here tonight. And those are actual Beach Boys tunes, the original versions, spliced together by some weird guys at Capitol Records who thought this would be a great way to make some money. And it was. For about a year, this is all people did. You see, the Beach Boys had the Beach Boys medley, and the Beatles actually had the Beatles movie medley, which is the same idea as the Beach Boys tune. They just chunked together a bunch of Beach Boys tunes. Beatles tunes. What was it? Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And of course, the song that ended it all back in 1982, the Elvis medley, which was put together by some guys at RCA Records. And it really was some Elvis songs. And just as a nice footnote, it was the last time Elvis ever hit the charts. And it was the last medley song that I know of for many years. And it pretty much disappeared with Elvis in the end of 1982. The thing only lasted about a year and a half, annoying at best, and was pretty much gone until Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers hit the charts in 1989 with Swing the Mood. Same idea, they took some old 50s tunes, and instead of splicing them together, they sampled them, which is just keeping up with the technological times, I guess. I'm going to play one more of these authentic medleys, which is actual 60s and 70s tunes spliced together. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival. You know that if they were still around, they would not have approved of this, but this was released in 1981 and did not hit the charts. Here's what they called Medley USA, Creedence Clearwater Revival, on Crap from the Past.
Sit out on the road, seeking my fame and fortune, looking for a pot of gold. Things got bad and things got worse, I guess you know the tune. Oh Lord, stuck in a low die again.
Headley USA from Creedence Clearwater Revival, released in 1981 and did not hit the charts, but it contributes to this god-awful thing we're doing here, the tribute to the medley phase of rock music, I guess, which came around in late 1981 and disappeared in late 1982. That was one of the genuine medleys composed of actual songs by actual people who recorded them, as opposed to the imitators. Now, let me rattle off some of the imitators here. We had Summer 81 by the Cantina Band. They were a bunch of Beach Boys imitators, and just like Stars on 45 were those Beatles imitators. And then we had Back to the 60s by Tight Fit. Tight Fit was actually a guy named Ken Gold, and he just imitated some old Motown songs. And then we had Seasons of Gold by Gidea Park, who imitated the Four Seasons. That wasn't very good. And we had Pop Goes the Movies by Miko. Miko is the guy who recorded that disco version of the Star Wars theme in 1976. And he thought he'd get on the movies craze again and sort of combine that with the medleys. Wow, that'd be great! So he strung together his little medley of things like the theme from The Magnificent Seven, theme from The Good, Bad, and the Ugly, and a couple of James Bond films all thrown in there for good measure. And that was in February 1982. And Stars on 45 just kept releasing god-awful album after god-awful album. They had a tribute to Stevie Wonder that actually hit the charts. And then we had, oy vey, we had the Hooked On phase. We had Hooked On Swing by Larry Elgart. We had Hooked On Big Bands by the Frank Barber Orchestra. And the song that started all this Hooked On crap on. Hooked On, yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. A god-awful record that actually hit the top 10 back in 1981. Here's Hooked On Classics by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. It's crappy.
Thank you.
Lewis Clark conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra from 1981 and that god-awful record called Hooked On Classics, which inspired all that Hooked On crap and was part of the big medley craze from late 1981, early 1982. And so, I guess with the possible exception of Uptown Festival, which was a novelty song released by Shalimar in 1977, that really wasn't part of this and really wasn't associated with the medley craze, you've heard all the high points, if there were such things, of the entire medley craze, and that should satisfy your craving for crap for a long time. Anything you want to hear? 275-9787. I got a request for the Bangles, so I'm going to play Walk Like an Egyptian here. 275-9787 to get in your request here on Crap from the Past. From 1986 and Walk Like an Egyptian. Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is, as you know, Crap from the Past here on WRUR. I'm here every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. belting out the crap like it's never been belted before. And, I got all lost and confused for a second. Well, since silence fills the studio, I think this is as good a time as any to plug what's coming up in a couple of weeks. My tribute to the founding fathers of rap and hip-hop, which I'm going to call Rap from the Past. I'm going to give you a little taste here of the stuff I'll be playing in a couple of weeks on Rap from the Past. Let's go back to the summer of 1983. Here's Nucleus on Crap from the Past.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, yeah, we know.
Three words of the wax, still back. down and ain't giving no slack like a Burger King with a sack of Big Macs. We're throwing down and with the rack of bulls, that's on time. In your mind, you see, you gotta boogie to your best ability. You gotta funk it up until it knocks you down. And when you're funking up, make sure you pass it around. Take a seat and O in a C, then you add M-O and a freaking D. Add a funky beat and then what do you see? It's Cosmo D, yeah baby, that's me. I've got the beat, but that's oh so sweet. Without me rocking, it's incomplete. So rock this, yo, rock that, yo, rock on and don't you dare stop. You rock this, rock that, and that's a fact. For the Jam On crew will rock your body right back. From hill to hill, or from Z to Z. And when Jam On's rocking, everybody screams Jam On it. Jam On and on and on and on it. And if you're feeling like you wanna dance all night, then go on ahead and blow it.
Hey, Superman.
With a 12-inch cut called Disco Kryptonite. Well, Superman looked up at me. He said, you rock so naturally. I said, now that you've learned the deal, let me tell you why I'm so for real. I'm Cosmo D from outer space. I can do rock the human race. I do it right because I can't do it wrong. That's why the whole world is singing this song.
Jam on it.
I say jam, jam on it. As day turns to night and night turns to day, whatever time it is, I want to hear you say
jam on it.
That I don't have Copacabana. Let's just suppose.
Well, then.
I got an idea. You can pick from one of the following two songs.
Okay.
Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Ooh.
Or Believe It or Not by Joey Scarberry.
Well, I can't remember the other one. But
that's the theme from The Greatest American Hero?
Oh, man.
Crapola.
I think Elvira would be just too much for me.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Thanks, Barry Jr.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fire up.
The fade out there, yeah, that was deliberate. I'm on the phone and suddenly my song ends. That's no good. I wish I had something prepared for you, but someone named someone named Aaron was nice enough to call in and request a song by Devo, so I'll play it. 1980, here's Whip It. There it is. I get kind of nervous sometimes when I push the buttons and nothing happens. 275-9787, phone in your requests. I'll play anything, because I'm that kind of guy.
As good as Crap from the Past on WRUR.
She's married now or engaged.
engaged or something, so I'm told. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street. I wash my hair and I kid myself, I look real smooth. Look over there,
well,
there, here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Around here. But if looks could kill, there's a man.
Jackson, 1979, and is she really going out with him? Well, is she? Is she? Is she? Joe Jackson's celebrating a birthday this week. He turns 41 on, I had to do the math there, he turns 41 on August 11th. Happy birthday, Joe. If you have a birthday, you can give me a call at 275-9787, and I'll play a song by you, because I'm that kind of guy. Hey, if you, let's just suppose for a second and take this following scenario. Suppose you got too much money burning a hole in your pocket. Yeah, it's likely. It could happen. And let's just suppose that you'd like to be a proud sponsor of this show and do some underwriting with this show, where I announce that this show is sponsored by your name here. Wouldn't that be hot? Wouldn't that be great? Just simply the greatest thing that's ever happened anywhere? I think so. I think you should give me a call, and you can be my underwriter. Ooh, sounds so naughty when I say it like that. Or if there's something you just like to hear, 275-9787. Same great phone number, two magnificent functions here on Crap from the Past. One more song from 1982. I gotta just do the 82 thing. I'm gonna play a song that I haven't played in a long time by Steel Breeze. You don't want me anymore. It's the sound of 1982 on Crap from the Past.
Dancing has led to a new medical specialty called discogenics, which deals with back injuries caused by getting down too strenuously.
Hello, crap from the past. Who's this?
Hi, this is Aaron.
Aaron? How you doing?
Pretty good.
Are you pretty crappy this evening?
Yeah, I'm pretty darn crappy.
Darn, don't say that. Naughty language.
Oh.
If you say language like that, you're gonna go to heck.
Heck, I'm afraid.
You should be. Is there anything in particular you wanted to hear on this fine, crappy evening?
How about The Cure?
The Cure? I'm going to play Love Cats. for you.
Okay.
I'm that kind of guy.
Okay, thanks.
Have a hot and sticky evening.
You too. Oh,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I love Cats, 1983, a request here on Crap from the Past. And I must thank everybody who's called in. I didn't have, for some reason, people called in and asked for a whole lot of songs that I didn't have tonight. So I must apologize for myself and my pathetic music library. Next week, I'll try and bring all the stuff you guys asked for. So I'll play this week's request next week. And I must apologize to Mary because I'm not going to be able to get to the Stranglers this week. Next week, I promise. And I got to wrap things up here. Well, you've been tuned to Crap from the Past here on WRUR. I'll be back next week from 6 to 8 p.m. And I got to wish a happy birthday, an honest-to-God birthday of a station personality here at WRUR. He was chief engineer of this very radio station, and he's responsible for the ultra-big, super-mega sound that you hear this very second. His name is Mark. Happy birthday, Mark. Mark turns very old today, very, something like, I don't know, 80. Happy birthday, Mark, because I think you're listening. And I'm going to close Crap from the Past this week with a tune that I've been getting some requests for. Here's ABBA, everybody's favorite, ABBA. It's Fernando from 1976.
Bye-bye. See you guys next week.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Can you hear the drums, Fernando? I remember long ago another starry night like this. In the firelight, Fernando, you were humming to yourself and softly strumming your guitar. I could hear the distant drums and sounds of bugle calls were coming from afar. They were closer now, Fernando. Every hour, every minute seemed to last eternally. I was so afraid, Fernando.
And one person on the ground were killed. Two others on the ground were treated, one for smoke inhalation and the other for bruises and temporary hearing loss. She was knocked over by the force of the impact. The Navy salvage ship Grasp has made a big find, most of the right wing of the jetliner that exploded and crashed off the New York coast. Now the challenge is to figure out how to get it off the ship and into the hangar where the wreckage of TWA Flight 800 is being stored.
It's so big that it's a problem in terms of the logistics of moving it from Grasp. They're in the process now of cutting it, gotten the NTSB structures people out there to consult in terms of where you would cut it. And then they'll be transporting it in later this afternoon and this evening. So that should be in the hangar tomorrow morning.
The NTSB's Robert Francis. Francis also says it's unlikely that any more bodies will be found. 195 of the 230 victims' bodies have been recovered.